AM 1450 KBMW.
7 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is Sherry Bellwether.
Perfect.
Sunny and 68 degrees. Talking real estate with our friends from Action Realty, Steve and Sherry in studio this morning. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
This is the way you like it, isn't it?
Oh, I love this weather.
So, and then next week when it gets like into the 90s, you're still okay with that too, right?
I'll be okay with it, yeah.
Okay.
As long as the AC works.
Yeah, exactly. The air conditioning works, everything's fine. Well, tell me about the world of real estate again. I do a lot of driving around, you know, because I'm old and I like doing that. I see a lot of signs out there for Action Realty. So you guys are crazy busy, and you kind of predicted this as the spring went into summer, that things were going to pick up. Did you expect it to be quite like this?
Well, I expect it was going to get this way at some point. It usually does. Well, yeah. It's kind of here right now. So I would tell people out there, keep watching the websites and stuff, because there are some new properties that will be hitting the market soon.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, busy getting all those ready to go and get them out there.
So how long, generally, and thumbnail this for me, how long does it take when somebody calls you and said, I'm selling, till the sign goes up in the yard? I mean, what do you guys have to do in the interim?
You know, basically, I tell the client, we can go as slow or as fast as you want in this process.
Okay.
If the client wants the property on the market tomorrow, we'll get it on the market tomorrow. We have to check some background on the house as far as specials and that type of stuff. But,
sure.
You know, we can get it done and on the market right away.
Boy, that quick. That is nice. So it's kind of a custom fit with each seller.
It is. Yep.
Okay. Had a question come in off email, and this is for both of you. Concerning real estate licenses, do they ever expire?
Yes,
they do.
They do. Okay. So what is the duration usually?
We relicense every year.
Seriously?
Yep.
Okay. So it's there you go, folks.
Yep.
That's your question answered.
Yep. So on November 15th, we're required to have all of our information in and reapply, if you will, and relicense.
So they make that every year. Is that because there's so much information coming out, they got to make sure everybody's kind of in step?
You know, and the Real Estate Commission does require that we have continuing education hours. So if we aren't up on those hours, we're not going to be able to relicense. So I'm sure it's their way of kind of controlling what's going on, mm-hmm. but it's a good thing.
You're regulated closely then,
exactly.
You know, when it comes to that. Steve, I didn't check the numbers today.
Same.
Nothing, yeah. Not much change?
It's not moving around much. It's just hanging in there.
So you got some good listings coming up, too. So if people are out there and they're thinking about it, maybe now is the time to pull the switch.
Exactly. Get in touch with that realtor, and, you know, they're going to let you know as soon as that property hits the market. And it's a good thing to be hooked up with a realtor right away.
And just stop into your location down there on Dakota Avenue, or just give you a call. What's your phone number?
642-4700.
Awesome. Well, that was quick and easy. I'm going to let you get back out and enjoy the weather, because I know you do. Talking real estate with Steve and Sherry this morning. Folks, thanks for stopping in. Have a good rest of the week. It's 9:10 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.